Before heading into grade 6 this September, two local students tackled the top job at the South Simcoe Police Service. Noel Pierce and Daniel Barkhan were sworn in as the junior chiefs for the day at the service's North Division building in Innisfil on Wednesday morning, August 28. Surrounded by Chief John Van Dyke, Deputy Chief Cheryl Sutton, Special Const. Elizabeth Ashwanden, plus family of Pierce and Barkhan, Maria Guchardi, Executive Assistant and Commissioner of Oaths, had both junior chiefs repeat and sign the oaths of office and secrecy before Van Dyke presented them with their new police IDs. "We're really happy to have you here to be our junior chiefs for the day," Van Dyke said. "We have a full day lined up for you." As their first official duty, the new chiefs were led outside by Const. Carlos Pinho, ceremonial unit commander, to inspect a line of officers from various units and ensure their uniforms were up to the task of representing the service. Having confirmed everything was tip-top, the junior chiefs set about a busy schedule on their special day, including a demonstration with the K-9 unit, tours of both the North and South Divisions, meeting with the communications and courts teams, a demonstration on forensic identification, lunch at the Cove Cafe, a tour with the Marine unit at Friday Harbor, and demonstrations from the traffic unit and the police drone. At the end of the day, Barkhan said his favorite part was patrolling the waters while zipping over the waves on the John Graves Simcoe police boat, and the most interesting thing he learned is that some dogs have a sense of smell that's accurate as far as 2 kilometers away. "It was an amazing experience," he said. For Pierce, the best part was meeting the chief and deputy chief as well as the K-9 unit's police dog Nitro, all of which helped her learn how hard the officers train and how difficult their jobs can be. "It was really, really fun," she said, adding the experience has left her with an even greater respect for the service than before. Both junior chiefs were chosen from dozens who applied to the essay writing contest, which was open to students going into grade 6 in Bradford and Innisfil. "I believe rules are important to peace and order in our community," Barkhan read from his essay. The Bradford resident emphasized the important role and great job of local police, adding it's always nice to see officers out at community events. He was hoping to get a better understanding of all the great things done by the different units and departments as well as getting to experience firsthand all the multitasking done by a chief. With interests in sports and fitness, Barkhan offered to help the service with charity games, and said he would love to help create a newsletter from the service geared toward kids and young teens. "I know I would be the perfect candidate for the job," Pierce read from her essay. The Bradford resident explained she's already been redirecting drivers going the wrong way on her one-way street since she was about 2 years old. She values the example of her aunt, a member of the Halton Regional Police Service, as well as local role model, Deputy Chief Sutton. "Imagine two females running the whole service," she said, to which Sutton replied with an enthusiastic, "Get her done." Thanks to taking theater, Pierce was also confident in her ability to give speeches and answers questions publicly. In her experience, officers are super friendly, even though much of their job involves dealing with problems in the community. Ashwanden explained that while the service has been running the Junior Chiefs program for more than a decade, a pause during the COVID-19 pandemic meant Pierce and Barkhan were the first two participants since 2019.